All right, so here we are with another lecture here. So another part of this is why? Why do people want to communicate with their spirit guides? Well, often I've found from doing this research for the years that I have been doing it in personal experience and working with clients and friends, there's frustration with life. People are caught up in a place where things aren't working out the way they want them to. There's a need for clarity, understanding that really you're not able to get from your next door neighbor or sometimes your family members or your friends. And it's such a private matter or so subtle or it seems so frivolous or it seems so, you know, small that you don't maybe want to bring it up to another person. Maybe you might feel embarrassed about what you're dealing with, but there's often a lack of focus in life, too, that brings about the search for connecting with one's spirit guides. You know, a feeling of feeling off course, feeling off balance, wanting to understand your deeper purpose, the deeper meanings of life, where in most of life, most people are interested, you know, they're focused on making money, taking care of their families, themselves, working out, things like that. But if you're looking for the deeper side of life, and you know automatically the spirit guides are going to be working with that energy because they're already in a deeper part of the existence where we aren't right now. So there's a sense of connecting with a missing part of yourself. Also, you know, I've heard and I've studied where, you know, when we incarnate, different parts of ourselves are on the other side. And some of those are spirit guides in different parts and aspects of us that are a part of us. That's what I've definitely been told. Like, we have various aspects of us that make us up as a spiritual being. Not the physical being, but the spiritual being that's us. And so some of those pieces are broken up and we're broken up. You know, on this planet, we aren't whole, if you will. So there's a sense that part of us is gone. It's not there. And we're always kind of trying to connect with that. Often we try to do it through a relationship, you know, but that doesn't fulfill it, that part of it, all the time, because it also has to do with various spirits, you know, that are a part of us as well that we have to connect back with. And we have different messages from them that we may have left with them so they can remind us of what we came here to do and things like that. So, you know, along with, you know, an inner and outer struggle, you know, that a lot of times takes over. You know, going back and forth, having a struggle with where you are in your life today or yesterday, what have you, and wanting someone to come in like a really good guide or a mentor that can understand you, like a Yoda or somebody, you know, that you can sit out and talk to. The woman from The Matrix, you know, that Neo spoke to, and she had the wisdom. You know, we want, a lot of times people want that sort of wisdom. Sometimes you can get it from your parents, but not all the time does that happen, you know. So major life changes. If you're going through major life changes, often that's another reason why people will connect with their spirit guides, because they're going through these changes. They're swift. They can't explain them. And you want to know how you can best make use of your time on Earth. You know, there's something in you that wants to do that, which is why you're taking this course. So another reason why people connect to their spirit guides too is they want support. They want some support on this path. You know, it can be rough out here, you know what I'm saying? And I know somebody might have a smile on their face, you might be laughing, you might feel in pain if you think about some of the stuff you've experienced, right? And it can really take you to another place. And so you want, also, a lot of times people want ease on their path. They want ease. You want things to be a little bit easier. You know, like, why does it have to be hard? I heard it didn't have to be hard, right? But why does it feel like it has to be hard? Well, the spirit guides do help with that. The other thing people want to connect with their spirit guides for is to find that clarity again. So that support, clarity, they want ease on their path, on their life path. Relief. Just give me some relief. I'm going through hell here. Can I get some relief? Somebody help to You know, give me a drop a gem or something, some wisdom. You know, let me know that I can do something else. I don't have to do it like this. Often we don't know. You know, the other thing is you want understanding of why this is happening in this relationship with this other person. Why is this happening? Why is this happening at work? Why am I going through this, right? So you want some comfort. You want somebody to comfort and console you. You want some loving, comforting words. The other thing is reassurance. Reassurance that everything is going to be okay, that it's not as bad as it looks or seems, and you can get that extra push or nudge or that pat on the back or someone to, you know, put their arm around your shoulder and say, yeah, you know what, it's going to be okay, honey. It's not, you're going to be all right. The other thing that people want to connect to their spirit guides for too is they want to help plan. They want help with planning their life. They don't want to make too many more left and right turns that are off of what they want to do. They want to be more focused. They want to be able to aim their arrow, shoot their arrow into exactly the direction they want to go into and not be diverted and all over the place and scattered, right? So that's another reason. The other thing is if they've gotten off course, or sometimes we have, you know, get off course or whatever, and you're like, you know what, I need to realign with my purpose. I need to realign with my life path journey, with my mission, with what I want to do. And I could use a conversation to figure out either what that is. Am I on the right path? You know, how does this fit into where I'm going, what I'm doing right now? How does that fit into where I'm going? You know, what sense does this make? The other thing is problem solving. If you're dealing with some deep-seated things that have to do with yourself, other people, you know, then you sometimes want to help break up the heaviness that comes sometimes from dealing with a problem, and you want someone to help you solve that problem. The other thing is the next steps, figuring out, well, what do I do next? How do I take the next step from here to get to where I want to go? Finishing up a project, that's another one. Sometimes you need help with finishing a project, with getting off your buns or stop procrastinating. You know, I've definitely done that one, to stop worrying, you know, things like that. The other one is finding opportunity. That's a huge one. Sometimes you want to connect with someone so they can help you find opportunity. And the other one is stress, dealing with an overall, you know, that's like one of the top things on this planet people are dealing with is stress. It has to do also with really their perception of what they're dealing with, what they're experiencing in their life. And they want someone to help them with that, to help relieve the tension there. The other thing is, if there's any sort of opposition, again, dealing with challenges or things like that, then it can be helpful to work with guides to deal with moving through an opposition and also for help, you know, in something. The other thing is to celebrate. Sometimes you want somebody to celebrate your wins. And also, one of the biggest ones is just for answers, just to get some sort of answers. What I would want to say too is that you can definitely work with your guides in a way that has to do with these three different truths. I want to tell you what they are. So yeah, usually people work with their spirit guides because of that frustration and lack of focus and things like that, feeling off course and, you know, major life changes, like I said. So that may be why you came here, because you're dealing with some things like that off of that list. But I want to tell you these three truths that are very important for working with your spirit guides, and they have to do with this. One of them is, these are the three truths to know for success when working with your spirit guides, and that's, it all starts with taking action, okay? The other one is, believe it can happen. The other one is to trust yourself, and trust yourself is to know yourself and your spirit guides. So beyond those three truths, you want to definitely just open your heart and hands, you know, and we're going to dive in a little bit deeper, all right?